3, 2, 1 a je tady.
Cheers as Paul Whitaker arrived in Prague on Saturday from a swimming challenge that took him 18 days to complete. The 41-year-old Englishman decided to swim 175 kilometers from the South Bohemian city of České Budějovice back to the Czech capital. His goals in doing so? Raising a quarter million Czech crowns for a charity called Assistence, which works with physically and combined handicapped people, and to break the Czech record in river swimming. Sarah Berufka talked to him about whether he achieved his goals and what the highlights and obstacles of the challenge were.
I was quite lucky. The weather was nice throughout most of the day, most of the trip, but there was one day when we had storms, high winds, right into my face. So it was a very open part of the river. There were big waves. It was a very, very tough day. So that day was really a struggle. I was worried that it would have taken too much energy out of me for the rest of the swim, but fortunately it was just that one day was bad and the rest of the time it was quite smooth and quite comfortable.
And were there any highlights along the way?
I suppose I could just say one big highlight was that I didn't realize how beautiful the River Vltava is all the way along from start to finish. The scenery the whole length was just so beautiful, and even though I was swimming quite hard, I was still able to appreciate the surroundings, and it was a really, really pretty swim.
From what I understand, I think you only swam from about 9 in the morning until about lunchtime, so you had quite a bit of time on land. How would you spend that?
Always after swimming, we went for lunch together, me with the team, and then an hour and a half after the swim, the tiredness hit me, so I always went for a sleep in the afternoon for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. And then I had to write my blog, which I had online, had a lot of people following the blog, which was nice. And then in the evening, it was just really a case of relaxing and regenerating for the next day.
And I believe you were hoping to break a Czech record. How did you do in terms of that?
Yes, I did break the Czech record for longest ever river swim. It doesn't count because I'm not Czech, but I beat the previous record by about 30 kilometers.
And in terms of your financial goal of raising about, I think, a quarter million Czech crowns it was, do you have any idea if that was attained at all?
We're still collecting money. We're still expecting quite a lot of money to come in. That was my goal, and I don't know, in the current financial situation, it's difficult. I'm not sure if we will reach this goal, but there should still be a reasonable amount of money, and I think we just have to be thankful for every crown that we get.
And in terms of your adrenaline level, you think you're good for a while, or are you already planning a new challenge or venture?
I'm not planning anything at the moment. I really just want to relax and calm down, come back down to earth. And then I'm not saying yes or no at this stage. We'll see what happens in time.
That was Paul Whitaker, just finishing a swim across